Now, if someone cut their nails and saw the nails fell on the floor, the right thing to do is to sweep the place where the nails fell. And once the nails move, there's no sakana for a pregnant woman to step on them. Hilary Abba says there could be you have to sweep them out of the room into a different room. Some say in that room is good enough as long as they swept the original place. After someone cut the nails, they should wash their hands like a washing negavas or zal, like it says in Siman Dalad. The Rambam says somebody has long hair. The Kavadik, he should cut his hair in there of Shabbos before Shabbos. Shmura says they should cut it to Shabbos Shimon Novel. Shmura brings the art place at the Neug not to cut the hair and not to cut the nails on Rosh Chodesh, even falls out in there of Shabbos. They have Masar like that for Tzavos, Abidah, Chassid. The Rambam says when someone cuts his nails, you should not cut them in order. You should do every second nail and then go back. The Rambam gives a simon how the right way how to do it. So on starting on the left hand, start with the fourth nail, the fourth, the second, and then 5, 3, and 1. On the right hand, they start with the second, the fourth finger, the second, the fourth, the 1, 3, and 5. Mishtura brings that some are not makban this, but the ma'isa it's good to makban this b'chat kilo. Machabes says if me, once gets close to Shabbos, close to Yash Moshe, Mishtura explains that somebody should ask in his family, blush and rock in a soft way. In a soft way, they should listen to him. They shouldn't get them too scared. They shouldn't come to Kol Shabbos or other Averis. If he's too strong with them, in a soft way, you should ask Yisartem, did you take Meister yet? That's something you can't do on Shabbos. That does not pertain to nowadays. Nowadays, you don't have to ask that question. Yeravtem, did you make Erev Katsiris? Or Erev Plum? Again, if these things are not relevant, they don't have to say these things. And tell them what Likus on there. Obviously, that's something you see with your own eyes that the lift do not look yet. So you tell them in a gentle way that's time to a bench lift, which the Bura says. The same thing would apply. That you should tell them to stop doing other malachas if someone's not home. At that time, send a messenger home to give the message over that it's time for them to bench lift, and also to remind them about Maestros and Irvin and if they have to take challah, to remind them to offer challah, anything that might be pertinent to them. If it's not relevant, then you can skip that instruction. Simon Reish Samach Aleph. When it comes, Savich HaShech, when it comes, Be'ash Moshes, so certain halachas apply at that point, and certain halachas don't begin yet at that point. Now, what exactly the definition is when Be'ash Moshes is, that's beyond the scope of today's discussion, so we'll get to that at a different sieve. But right now, describe Be'ash Moshes at a time that we're not sure if it's Yom, if it's Lila, if it's day or it's night. So not sure if Shabbos began yet or it's still Erev Shabbos. So Shmura says if someone's not sure with Be'ash Moshes, already then these didn't begin, even though it's not for sure Be'ash Moshes, it might be Be'ash Moshes, already then the DM of Be'ash Moshes begins. So one of these halachas apply during Be'ash Moshes. Number one, Ema Asimus of Adai. Somebody has fruit that Maaser has to be taken from, you can no longer take Maaser from them. And even if it's only Maaser Peres, which is Drabanan, it's too late to take Maaser for something which is Vadi Chayav Maaser. The next thing is Ema Bilus Kalim. You can't do Tfilas Kalim. In the old days, we was Tovel something from Tumah Latara, and nowadays we keep to the Tara, but in the Gev, someone bought a Kalim from the guy, he wants a Tovel, it's allowed to use it, so you cannot Tovel anymore by Ash Moshes. Now, the reason for this is because you've been Masakin, it looks like you're fixing the fruit by taking Maaser, it looks like your fruit is fixing the Kli. By Bitov and the Kli, it's Issa Drabanan. Since it's Issa Drabanan of Nirkam Asakin, of Teg Meisers, or it might be more in the get to people in footbars of Tov and Kalim on Shabbos, and this Issa begins already by Ash Moshes, but it's only Issa Drabanan, therefore there are exceptions. If somebody needs it for Shabbos, there's no other solution, whether they need this food to eat on Shabbos, and if they don't take Meisers, they're not going to have what to eat on Shabbos, it's Zerach Mitzvah, they can do it by Ash Moshes, because our own guys are Shabbos by Ash Moshes, Zerach Mitzvah, who if they need this Kalim, if no other Kalim to eat out of, so then they could Tovel the Kalim. Be'ash Moshes to make the regular bracha, Shikshan says it's all Tfilas Kalim. Now, Be'afrashas Challah, it's different in Chutz La'aretz, because there, even if one forgot the Mavish Challah before Shabbos, he can eat the Challah on Shabbos, leave over a little bit after Shabbos, and after Shabbos, he Mavish Challah for what's left over. There are cases when one will not be able to do this, when Pesach falls on Shabbos, something like that. But in the standard case, if someone forgot the Mavish Challah, now they realize Be'ash Moshes Friday night, they could just eat the Challah regular on Shabbos, make sure to leave over a little bit, and be Mavish Challah on Matzah Shabbos, after Shabbos, like Yimah V'shchalom, then. Now, another law that applies to Be'ash Moshes is Eimad Likas Aneiris. You can't bench lift anymore then. If it's already came Shkia, or it might be Shkia, it's already too late, and even if it's Tzarech Mitzvah, it's going to be Yosser, because here it's already Issa D'Raisa. The Tzarech Mitzvah is not going to be light on Shabbos, for Suda Shabbos, it's too bad, you don't bench lift then. But you have, so did light candles then, any other malacha, at that point Be'ash Moshes, also to be nana permit, even though it's only Be'ash Moshes, the same as if it was done on Shabbos, even if it was done B'shegig. The last halacha it says here for Be'ash Moshes is Ein Ma'arv and Erev Chumen, that you can no longer make Erev Eit Chumen. And Rambam says to look at the Tavta as well, which explains where there it says that B'diav, if some did do Erev Chumen, Be'ash Moshes, the Erev Chumen does take effect. Well, Allah wants not allowed to Erev Chumen, then Mishnah Berurah explains, since the Gemara is a smach from Chumen and Torah, has a smach from the Torah, it's more Chomer, and therefore, even if a Dvar Mitzvah cannot do Erev Chumen, Be'ash Moshes, the Arav frame that I make on doing Erev Chumen for Dvar Mitzvah, Be'ash Moshes.